Welcome to Fourth Stream Radio, where we consider concepts to help on your quest to a satisfied mind. And today, Dave and I are talking about the elements that build a strong family foundation. And this is from a whole workshop on marriage and family, which you can find at mystronghome.com. And for a few weeks here, we're going through a worksheet on each of those. Some of them are things to think about. Some of them are just sort of things to rate yourselves on, like we need
self-evaluation.
More. Yeah. And so you can find all of that, the whole thing, or just one or two worksheets, whatever you want to do, just go to mystronghome.com.
Well, we've identified five different major building blocks. I'm sure there are more, but the idea of discipline and instruction, we've covered that a little bit. That's two of the blocks because they're really related to each other. Then also creating and making room for family memories that are helpful to launching our kids. Today, we want to talk a little bit about individuality, but before that, we want to talk about industry. Mm-hmm. Because being industrious has a lot to do with the success that a child experiences. And you read a lot about this in the book of Proverbs.
You read a lot about it. And also, it makes your kids actually, when you give them things to do, when you teach them to be industrious, and do it around things that are necessary, not things that are just sort of around, you know, the periphery, but if they know that what they're doing is necessary for the family to work, they get it's really, really good for them.
Well, we're just going to kind of go through one of these checklists like we've been talking about. And, you know, you might have one perspective, your spouse may have another. The first one, we come alongside of our children and help them to be good workers. That is one of the principles that we applied in family life. We wanted the kids to learn how to become good workers. And of course, the more children you have, the bigger the challenge of that.
Right. One of the things that you did really well on this, Dave, was when teaching our kids to clean their rooms, I just didn't have the patience for it. You know, I would just shut the door. I just couldn't do it because, you know, I'm a little messier myself. But one of the things that you did was go in and teach the kids how to do it, but also you would just be with them. You would just sit on the bed or lie down on the bed and talk to them, sort of direct them. But the whole idea was to teach them not to put stuff under their beds,
right,
but to get it on their bed so they could sift through it, throw it away, or put it away.
Well, there are so many, processes in life, and one of them is the idea of being industrious. So that's an example of, you know, it's overwhelming. And, and how do you help a child, you know, overcome that feeling like, I'll never be able to get this done? Will you come alongside of them? That's what encouragement means. That's what the word for the Holy Spirit means, is we come alongside of our children, we come alongside of one another, and we help to become good workers. Second thing is teaching and modeling how to develop and follow through on an interest or a project. Because, you know, there are a lot of big ideas, but, you know, it takes a lot of work to achieve something good.
It does.
Good.
And I have to say, when I would look around and see that I had unfinished projects everywhere, I realized it was pretty hard to teach my kids something I hadn't really yet figured out how to do. And, you know, when you have children, sometimes when you're younger, it's easy to look back now and think, well, we should be able to do that. But, you know, I wasn't old enough to have all this stuff figured out yet either. When you're between 20 and 30, there's a lot of stuff. You know, you're still figuring out yourself. So how do you teach your kids all of this really well?
And so you work on those kinds of things together and following through. So coming up with an idea and then following through, that's part of shepherding a child's heart. And if we have to work on it personally, that's okay. Because having our kids see us work on things can be just as helpful to their processes as telling them what they need to do. We teach the big picture on planning, executing, and enjoying a completed job. So that whole idea of the process, but also stand back for a second and just look at it and go, man, the lawn looks great.
Yeah. So how would you rate yourselves on teaching your kids to make a timeline? You know, how do you work forward? So first you need to figure out the steps that need to be done to figure out a project, but you also have to teach them how to work backward then from the due date. So you place each thing on the timeline, and then you also have to notice, okay, we're putting a basketball game on here, a youth group night. It actually shows them how time works and why planning is actually worth it. And you were talking about the motivation at the end, the reward of it. When we had a sign company, one of the things you would do is
get all the work done, put the thing in, and it would take, you know, a few weeks to turn something around. And then I would get done and I would do the drive-by. I would go all the way down to the end of the street and I'd drive by and I'd go, oh, that looks just like I hoped it would. And yes. Not only that, it's placed
and as the kids got older, yes. You taught them, you did that with them, and they learned how to go, it's not a bad thing to enjoy your job when you've done it well.
It's also important for our children to know how to work with others to participate toward a common goal. So that whole idea about being industrious together with other people, I mean, that's kind of a rare quality of people that know how to work with other people and together as a team accomplish something.
Yeah, and you can teach this in your family, but it gets trickier because, you know, when you get to school, not everyone cares about the project they have to do. But, you know, you have to remember this is just preparation for real life. You're going to work with people that don't pull their own weight.
Well, and industrious people succeed. That's mm-hmm. all there is to it. And that's why we're talking about industry today. We provide follow-up to encourage consistency in task accomplishment because follow-up is so much a part of just managing a family. And there's a lot of managing when it comes to instructing and teaching related to a household.
Yeah, again, this is a worksheet from a workshop. And so Dave and I would go through these and we would rate ourselves. He would rate how he felt like he was doing on it, and I would rate how I felt like I was accomplishing in this. And sometimes I would really feel like I was dropping the ball, like I'd taught it, but I wasn't following up and making sure that they were learning the next thing and learning how to do it well.
Which is why all of these conversations are so important to stay on top of, because there are a lot of things to manage mm-hmm. when it comes to raising a family. I want to end this industry section with saying we teach and model how to save and give and spend. And, you know, these things are learned in a home, and you can't wait for that to happen in high school or in college. You teach it at a young age. And we have not regretted that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think you teach and you model. Just to choose one of these, often we give or contribute in secret, but sometimes we're so secret that our kids aren't really learning how to do it. And they also, anyway, I just believe it's a really good thing to talk about some of the things you give your money to and why and what God has done in my heart for doing that. There are a lot of models and books on how to do this, but really the trick is just get started and start talking to your kids and showing them how good it's been for your heart.
We are talking about the family foundations and some of those building blocks. That was industry. It's tightly woven into the idea of individuality, because helping your children to understand where they fit in has a lot to do with them being motivated. And that's really what you're talking about when you're talking about mm-hmm. industry. So let's kind of bop through this list here a little bit. There, I used that word again. Their unique relationship to maleness, which comes from dad, mm-hmm. and femaleness, which comes from mom, obviously. But what's their relationship to both of those aspects of humanity?
Yeah, and we're really talking big picture here on this. For example, like males being protectors and females tending toward nurturing. We're not talking necessarily about individual things like laundry or yard work or separating all that out, however it works in your family. It's more the big picture of who they are inside.
Yeah, and you know, we're in a very confused society mm-hmm. when it comes to this. So for us to give a clear picture of dadness, momness, yeah. femaleness, maleness is incredibly important to their individuality. Second of all, their complete uniqueness and opportunity as the seed of God in the world. This is something that's not going to be taught to them anywhere else but from mom and dad.
Yeah, and if we're helping our kids to see what God wants for them and from them, then hopefully their uniqueness will be more evident. You know, rather than only letting them compare themselves to the more popular or athletic or smarter kids in their lives, you know, we're probably not going to stop that, but we really want to give them a more comprehensive and accurate picture on who God says they are.
Also contributing to individuality and the strength of a strong home is teaching our kids how to have the courage to make their own decisions despite pressure from others. And, you know, that gets more intense when a kid gets to, you know, 9, 10, 11 years old, and then it really kind of ramps up. Mm-hmm. But the reality is they start experiencing that at a very young age. So teaching them how to be courageous and principled in their decisions and to stand up when they need to stand up, well, that can be huge as far as their individuality.
Yeah, and I think this has to be modeled too, because peer pressure never really goes away. I think we just rename it and soften it as keeping up with the Joneses. But I don't know, rating this one just seems like it may have to include how well you and I do, and then how well we're able to pass that on to our kids.
Understanding our nature and its effect on how we think and act The nature and being confused theologically about who God is and who man mm-hmm. is and who I am, that really can leave a child adrift. So we need to prepare them to understand, you know, what our internal nature is, how that relates to our spiritual heart, our new heart that God has given to us. And how do you negotiate that? Because it's not just a matter of being a good little boy or a good right. little girl. It's a matter of there's a heart thing going on between you and God. And that's a big part of our individuality.
Yeah. So if you have an impulsive child, how well have you helped him or her understand its effect on his life? Or a child who's aggressive, how do you help him understand that being assertive is the strong side of that, and that there are times that being aggressive is inappropriate, but conversely, sometimes it is appropriate? And how does all that work in with your nature and what God wants from us?
You can find more video and course information at mystronghome.com. Right now, we're talking about the family foundation and particularly focusing on industrious, having an industrious home, but also accentuating individuality. And we've got a couple of points left for today. The impact of my behavior and attitudes upon peers, as well as those who are older and those who are younger. It's not just a matter of my actions. There are attitudes that come in the wake of my actions. And to help our children understand that and see that, just think of what that does for them with their perception as people and how they can succeed in their people relationships.
Yeah, and basically, how well are you helping your kids understand that their attitudes matter, that they do affect others and consequently themselves? It's a whole cycle. It's a whole circle of how this works. A bad attitude, you know, they're affected by that because it affects other people.
The final point under individuality, and I want to give this a little bit of time, how to be helped to recognize both my strengths and my shortcomings that make me unique. You know, nobody is the perfect person having all of the qualities that you need, but you can know yourself. You can understand what your strengths and your weaknesses are, and that can help you to be adjusted as an individual related to the people around you, but also what goes on inside of your heart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mentioned earlier someone, you might have a child who's aggressive, and teaching them, you know, molding that in them to use the assertiveness part of it when it's necessary. And, you know, maybe teaching them that aggressiveness is not always the best way to get something or to be effective, not so much to get mm-hmm. something, but to be effective. And so how well do they know how to play to their strengths? But almost more necessary is how well are they learning to depend on God when their weaknesses become front and center? You know, if you have a child who's manipulative, just sort of naturally manipulative,
yes.
how do you deal with that? Because, you know, God is bringing that weakness front and center. He wants to do something great, but not with the manipulativeness.
Well, yeah, there's always two sides of the sword mm-hmm. to character quality. So if you look at a child who's sneaky, mm-hmm. well, there might be an upside to how that child is made. Now, you don't want them going through life, you know, giving into the sneaky side, but the strength of being able to figure things out and how to work through situations, that can be a strength.
And often a sneaky child is very perceptive about the people around them. That's how they're able to be sneaky. So you are looking for how perceptive they are able to be. That's the strength. Make, you know, go forward with the strength and try to weed out the sneakiness.
Forestream.com is a collection of resources to help you and those you know experience the freedom of a kingdom life. If you'd like to listen to today's program in its entirety, go to Forestream.com and click on the radio button.